from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Ball game. Six in a row for the Astros, matching their longest winning streak of 2024. The Astros now move as close as they have been to Seattle in a month, as they are now 4.5 back of the Mariners in the American League West. Bummer, the Astros rolling along.
Yeah, they're rolling along, man. they're rolling along, and it's at the point now, they're humming, and it's at one of those stages now where it's just, you expect not only the Astros to win, but good things to happen with other teams in the standings. Like last night, it surprised me not at all that Seattle got taken to the woodshed by Tampa Bay, and thus, after a 5-2 win over the Rockies and a loss by the Mariners to the Tampa Bay Rays, as we welcome you in on a Wednesday, Seth Payne, have you heard the good news?
I think I have.
Have you, just to be sure. Have you heard the good news? I know you probably have, but for those who have not, the Astros, 4.5 games back in the American League West. 4.5 games back.
4.5. 4.50.
That's right. Yes. That's right. That's right. 4.50, baby. And they are, what, less than 12 hours away from being back to 500. One more spanking of the Rockies today, and it's 40-40 on the season for our Stros, baby.
This game last night, as noted by one of the premier you-do-know-that people that I'm married to, Brandy, pointing out, you know, everybody forgets. You do know that some of these other teams that get off the fast starts, like the Yankees, like, not that we're worried about the Yankees right this moment, but as an example, Gerrit Cole last night goes out and does something that nobody in Yankees history has done, Sean, which was he allowed four home runs. I lost it. I had written
it. I got it right here.
Okay. First time in 18,000 Yankees games, he's the first to allow four home runs while issuing four walks and striking out zero.
Striking out none. You want to hear what the fourth home run sounded like by Brandon Nimmo?
Yes.
Do you want to really wade into the waters?
Remind ourselves that teams that get off the fast starts often start to collapse this time of year, especially the Yankees.
Here's Gerrit Cole giving up bombs.
And Nimmo cracks one to deep right field. That goes Soto near the wall. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo adds a home run. A two-run shot. That's fourth home run of the night against Gerrit Cole. Yeah. And they're putting a tattooing on the Yankees Cy Young Award winner. It's 6-0 in the fourth inning.
Yankees have lost 7 of 9. The Astros have won. Yeah. What's the Astros' winning streak at now? Is it 6 in a row? 6 in a row, I think, right now. Something like that.
Are the Yankees even allowed to have tattoos? Probably not.
No.
No facial hair, but Gerrit Cole's got a tattoo on his
face. He slapped a goatee onto Gerrit Cole.
I would forever love the Yankee who got a face tattoo of a beard. That'd be awesome.
That would be
a clean shaven, Skip.
Juan Soto should do that just to test them a little bit. Like, God, we really want to re-sign this guy, but.
He should show up to it whenever he signs his contract with him in the offseason. He should show up with a face tattoo.
500 mil. These are the ABCs of me, baby. Yeah.
You're stuck with me.
Yep.
So, you know, last night, I couldn't help thinking, though, too. I'm not pointing to this as a downer at all. It's just that one little area where the Astros, who have, they're such a confounding team offensively so far this year. Because they've got the best batting average in the league. Their OPS is up there. They strike out as few as anybody else, or the fourth lowest in strikeouts. And yet, they're still chasing too much. Mm-hmm. They're not having as many competitive at-bats as they typically do. So they've got the not striking out part well down, and yet they're just... So last night versus Gomper, that poor sad sap in the first inning, there was a part of me that's kind of like, even on those, you know, Altuve's getting a hit on a pitch 7 inches outside the strike zone. Yordan's doing the same thing. And that is a little bit of a part of the problem, is that if they would just stop chasing so much and start wearing some of these pitchers down, they just don't see that many pitches. I feel like they can just, if they can just nail that down over the next couple of weeks, which is what they're working on, as Snicker was talking about it the other day, then it does feel like it's a powder keg ready to explode. And we've seen perhaps the early parts of that.
Yeah, they know it. They know that's what they've been doing. Chandler Rome had a big article about that yesterday in The Athletic that was really good. That kind of it was like reading an article about an interview with a recovering alcoholic. Like, yeah, I know I did all these things. I know I've been, like, not even recovering, like a still an alcoholic kind of thing. Like, I know I drink. Yeah, I know I day drink.
You're saying like the Astros are saying this. Like, we know what the issue is, right? Okay,
Stop doing it. Yeah.
I'm in the program, okay?
Right.
I'm trying to do my best, and you're sitting here talking about old stuff.
Exactly.
I'm working on it, honey.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yesterday was a good day. Hunter Brown, excellent again. That to me is the big takeaway, because they got the runs early in the game. They got the 5 runs in the first inning. They made it stand up. I forget who I was reading. One of the beat writers. I don't know if it was Chandler or McTaggart or somebody. But the Astros score 5 in the first. The Rockies couldn't hit all night until the Astros brought the bullpen in. And after the first inning, the Astros didn't do anything. Like, midway through the game, I read somebody. God, I wish I remember who it was. They're like, both these teams are playing like they just want to get home now. Like, they both accepted the fact it's going to be a 5-0 win for the Astros, and they just want to get the hell out of here.
Framber's like, I've got extensions. I got to redo my extensions. My God. You know how long this takes?
It's exactly right.
I got to get ready for the next go.
Yeah.
So, it was a good night. Chaz Chomper, I liked seeing little Chaz Chomper next to Chaz Chomper.
I didn't know there was a little Chomper.
Yeah, there's a little Chaz Chomper with glasses.
No, I saw him last night. I didn't know that there was one. Is this the first time we've seen him?
His child.
No, I know. Is this the first time we've seen him?
Little first time I've noticed.
Yeah.
I don't know whether with the alligators and the glasses, I couldn't figure out. I apologize. I'm not like trying to. I just didn't. You know, with kids, it's dicey to try to just assume a gender.
I just want to make sure you rolled your eyes that I didn't know about the Chaz Chompers last week.
No. I wouldn't do that to you. I did my morning affirmations. I did a half hour of like, I will not be a jerk to Sean in the 6 o'clock segment. Which I typically do. It's when we usually run into trouble.
Well, you got a big.
That makes the rest of the show feel easier, Sean. I get the hard stuff out of the way early.
Okay, so Hunter Brown was great last night. The Astros win. So with that in mind, with the 6 o'clock segment in mind, do you want to go through this Rockets trade or do you not want to go through this Rockets trade?
Oh, I know exactly about this Rockets trade, about all the swaps and everything. I got it all mapped out in my brain. Nothing.
I hate the NBA offseason.
I would never be a guy that would admit to being too confused by every single damn transaction.
You're not alone.
NBA.
Don't worry about it.
My God. Why do they have to nerdify what's supposed to be the coolest league?
It is supposed to be the coolest league. Like,
it's supposed to be the coolest league and they dork it up so much.
I remember, Seth, back in the late 80s. I just loved my NBA because you know what I did? I would just sit down and I'd pop in the NBA Superstars VHS tape, and all it was just Michael Jordan, Dr. J, Charles Barkley, Hakeem Olajuwon, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and it was their highlights set to 80s music. You know, Hakeem Olajuwon, Cool Moe Dee, How You Like Me Now, Larry Bird, Small Town by John Cougar Mellencamp, Take My Breath Away, Michael Jordan just dunking, Take My Breath Away, and dunking. And now, I'm going to bed last night, and I get an Adrian Wojnarowski tweet. This is the NBA we live in now. Another massive deal. Brooklyn has a deal with Houston to return the Nets' 2026 first-round pick for a 2027 Phoenix Suns first-round pick, sources tell ESPN. Rockets also acquire 2025 right to swap Houston OKC first for 25 Suns first-round pick. More details coming. Oh, yippee. There's more to this? Oh, tell me more, Woj. Give it to me right in my veins. Here we go. Most importantly in the deal, per sources, Houston relinquishes the right to swap a Houston OKC first-round pick for Brooklyn's 2025 first-round pick. The Nets control their own pick as they go into a full rebuild, especially important in a talented 2025 draft. Then there's tweets about, and by the way, this is a follow-up report. I guess Woj may have gotten it wrong the first time. Like, there's
not
this,
Woj.
This is
boy,
a second
rough stretch for Woj.
This is a second round of tweets that clarifies the first round of. Here's the bottom line: is Woj says the implications, because what the Rockets are doing evidently is hoarding a bunch of Phoenix picks and the rights to Phoenix picks and pick swaps and things like that. And according to Woj, they want to try to make a run at Kevin Durant or maybe Devin Booker with Phoenix. The thinking being that Phoenix feels like they've topped out with the group they have right now. They got swept out of the playoffs. Bradley Beal was a horrible pickup for them, as I said it would be at the time. Bradley Beal is the most overrated player in the NBA. And now there's a thinking in Phoenix that, you know what, Durant's getting older.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We watched all these other teams kind of hoard these picks, and it's starting to work for some of these teams, including the Rockets. Let's be one of those teams. So the thought is that the Rockets, through all that word salad that Woj hit us with last night, The bottom line is they may be trying to make a run at one of Phoenix's two All-Stars.
That's the hit that matters, and yeah. And that's where, you know, he can be our Schlossnagel. Kevin Durant can as much as we might have criticized the way he finagled his way in or out of this or engineered that or whatever or hopped onto this train or that train. He would be our Schlossnagel, yeah. And anything anybody would say about him, I would fight them to the death. Is what I would do. just like the UT people are with Schloss. Snagle right now.
Would you enjoy rooting for Kevin Durant?
Yeah, I would. Oh, I'd be all in.
I think it would be different too.
Dwight Howard was the one where it was most awkward, where you're like, no, you guys don't get it. He's changed. I know. I love Dwight Howard. Durant, it would be a lot easier. Yeah. Durant, it would be like, I'll forget everything I have said about him in the past.
Yeah. You know? He's still a great player, too. That's the thing. You know, and not that Dwight wasn't when the Rockets. I mean, Dwight was still relatively in his prime when the Rockets got him too.
Yeah, no, I'd be all in on that. That'd be awesome. Like now he doesn't bring to the table maybe perhaps some of the various things that like a Chris Paul did or whatever.
Yeah.
But like Chris Paul was up against a brick wall with whatever the culture was at that time.
Yep.
But he's Kevin freaking Durant.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, as much as I've kind of denigrated the two titles that Durant got in Golden State, you know, they're a little fun. As far as us calling him a champion, like, okay, well, he did take the HOV lane to a couple titles. Hey, you're right. It would be fun to root for him. It's funny, too. Like, I don't know if they pull this off. And the talk is they're doing this. All these Phoenix picks they have are down the road a ways, a lot of them. So it could be that this is a run they make maybe next offseason. Like, this is just some dry Phoenix powder they've got in the warehouse, or maybe at the trade deadline, something like that. They try to make a run at him, but I could get there. Look, this is a.
I would probably tell him. I would say, listen, Kevin. You know, I may have said some things about you in the past as you're searching for things on social media. told you sometimes do.
Yeah.
But just know, you are now like my Austin Rivers.
Right.
I'll learn to change. If Austin Rivers could do it, maybe even little old Kevin Durant could do
maybe,
it too.
Maybe.
I could change my attitude towards him.
Yeah, we did find.
Yeah, remember you changed. You flip flopped like a mofo on old A Rib.
Oh yeah, A-Ribs.
That's what we came to call him affectionately.
Yep. All right. That was a lot. Text messages. That was a lot, Sean. I think you forgot to breathe during all that. I blame Woj, man. Like
they've tried to take the coolest league and nerdify it so much. It's a lot of times people will say, no, it's go woke, go broke. No, they nerd it out with their calculator out, and it's annoying as all hell.
Go nerd. What did you say?
Go nerd, you turd. Go nerd, that's what they did.
Yeah. It's just, man.
Hey, this is what the kids say is popping.
Yeah.
Complex transactions. Do you like, hey, kids, you want to buy? Guy in an overcoat shows up. Hey, kids, you want some calculus?
Right.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Nerd.
I felt good because my older son James texted after the trade. He's like, Pops, you know what they're doing here with this Rockets trade right now? And then he texted me like 5 minutes later. He's like, all right, it looks like they're kind of gambling that Phoenix is going to be bad. I'm like, all right, good. I'm glad I got two
That's
kids
as simple
in their
20s. As it needs to be. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Wojnarowski, do you think he's got like early onset dementia or something? Stuff, the reason he's botching all this stuff so much?
I don't know. It could be that he's just, that's a lot of information. It could be he got.
Nah. No, I'll give him no allowances. He's part of the problem,
Seth's
Sean.
The
he's
Shams,
part of the problem.
Seth is a Shams guy. He's a Shams guy, not a Woj guy. Yeah.
I'm like the communists of old who line up everybody in the village and we're like, anybody who's kind of nerdy is out. I mean, it's just that we got too much thinking going on in here. Pa-ping, pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew.
All right. Take down all the nerds in one fell swoop.
This is,
enjoy your ditch.
This is easily the most interested I've been in college baseball. After what happened yesterday, we will have the news for you from yesterday and the big lie-off between college coaches.
Yes.
We will have that.
You did the Lord's work last night, compiling the most egregious lies
the
by
lie-off.
College coaches in history.
The great P&P lie-off of 2024 is coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerd! Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.